Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you find yourself stuck in your current location and dreaming about the destination? In life, it feels like we're going from A to B to C. We're always in this travel mode with our mindset focused on when we achieve this and when we achieve that. And a lot of times we don't feel fulfilled when we're going through this process, and we believe that when we achieve X, Y, or Z, then at that point we will be happy. But the real mission on planet Earth, I believe, is to be able to find joy in the difficulty, in the transition, in the tough thing. Once you're able to do that, your energy will no longer be victim to circumstance, but actually you will be in complete control of your frequency. Well, my name is Henry, and welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. In this episode, we are going to cover the location versus the destination and how to overcome those thoughts of when I achieve this, I'll be happy. When this happens, I will feel satisfied. When this is this, then I will be ready. And how you can have those feelings now and make sure that you are living the best life and the best experience possible. So this is actually one of my favorite topics to talk about because it's something that I struggle with on the daily, on being satisfied and finding joy in what you're doing now and not hoping that achieving this will help you do it. The fact is, it won't. You have to be satisfied now. Now, I want to preface this by saying that yes, external things can make you happy. In fact, they will make you happy, but it's not the type of happiness and joy and satisfaction and contentment that we're actually looking for with a positive mindset. So if you have no money right now and you are just barely making it by, maybe sleeping on someone's couch while you figure out maybe the pandemic really affected you and you lost your job and you're just trying to rebuild, I would be crazy to say that if you all of a sudden got a job and a great income and benefits and all those things, that that would not make you happy. Of course that would make you happy, but that is a superficial happiness. And if we think about ourselves as eternal beings that are trying to grow, trying to change our perspective, trying to reach that higher frequency, that love frequency, then we can't be influenced by a material thing. Because let's say that's a vibration, right? Having financial income is a type of vibration, right? If everything is vibrations, which I think we agree that they are, if everything's vibrations, then having that income is a vibrational state. If you can only be happy when that vibrational state is with you, then we are in fact victim to that vibrational state. And if that money goes away and then we are no longer happy, then again, we are victim to the lack of that vibrational state. And my goal in building a positive mindset is to be able to be in control of my mindset, not dependent on the situation. It doesn't matter the income. It doesn't matter the level of success. It doesn't matter those positions. Those things will provide certain frequencies and I will enjoy them and be in abundance with them. But my goal is to not be satisfied because of them. And that's where I think we have to change our focus when it comes from looking at your location, like where you're at in life and the destination. If we keep thinking, when I get this promotion, I will be happy. When I go through this, I will be happy. Then you might be happy when that happens, but you're not in control. Then you're not going to be able to level up by choice. And leveling up by choice is what we're coming to Earth to learn. How can we be in control of our mindset, of our abilities, of what we're thinking? So whatever you're struggling with right now, so the example I will use is I really want to take this podcast to the next level. I've said it over and over. My goal is for each episode to get 30,000 plays on the podcasting apps. Now, I am putting it back on YouTube, so there's a link in the description if you want to see me. I'm a little bit more comfortable in front of the camera in this one than I was last one, so I appreciate everybody that watched the last one all the way through. Watching it all the way through makes a huge difference. It helps YouTube promote the video, and of course, thumbs up and comments, all those things help. So I appreciate everybody that is supporting me in that way. But my goal is to get each episode to 30,000 plays when it comes out within 30 days. That's kind of like the goal, that by 30 days that episode hits that kind of reach. Now, I'm not there yet. This is something I'm working on. It seems like I'm averaging about 2,000 plays. You know, it's kind of moving up and it's great and I love that growth, but I get lost in the weeds. And I started realizing today, I realized that, like, why do I feel the same about my podcast now when it's getting almost 2,000 plays an episode versus before when it was getting, say, 800 or 400 plays per episode? Why am I feeling the same? And it was because I started tying my joy and my happiness and my satisfaction from the results. I start thinking like, okay, when this is 30,000 and it's bringing in this kind of income that allows me to do this more professionally, then I'll be happy. I started tying into that. And when you start doing that, it takes the power away from you. And so there's this thing I'm a part of. It's a Facebook group for podcasters. So it's through Anchor. If you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know that I host this podcast through Anchor. And so it's a Facebook group for Anchor Podcasts, and I'm a part of it. And they do something called, I believe it's called Motivation Mondays or Celebration Mondays, something like that. We're basically, oh, it's Milestone Mondays. So they do something called Milestone Mondays. What you can do is post your milestones. And so I started seeing some of the posts. They were coming up on my Facebook feeds and people were so excited about getting 800 total plays or 60 total plays or 5 listens. Like, they were so celebrating those things. And it just dawned on me, it clicked. It's like, Henry, you should be just so happy with what you're doing. Instead, you're not being in the moment. You're not focusing in the now. You're putting your happiness into the future of something else happening and not being in control of how you feel. So I put my stuff on there and I celebrated and I just got in a gratitude state and was thanking Anchor for doing the podcast, which I don't know if anybody from Anchor is actually in that Facebook group or not. But I started putting all that out there and it started changing my view and my thinking and my energy just by getting in that gratitude state on where I am now and taking away what I was placing in the future. So that way I could have it now and have that enjoyment. So then I went over to the Positive Mindset community and I started looking through the posts because I've been answering some questions that people have put out there. And how can you find joy in your location and not in the destination? And I was like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. It's the location that we need to be happy in. And we want to have our vision board and we want to have our vision for ourselves. We want to see the higher version of ourselves. We cannot allow ourselves to be happy or to allow our circumstance, our energy to be influenced by the external things. And that's the true definition of growth, in my opinion. When you no longer need a new cell phone, more income, more housing, more money, more food, whatever it is, you don't need those different frequencies to feel how you want to be, that you can actually control that within yourself. So whatever situation you find yourself in now, find the light. Find a way to be happy and have the enjoyment that you think you would get when you achieve X, Y, Z, to have that now. You should still pursue X, Y, and Z, and you should still try to do your goals, your dreams, your ambitions. Of course you should do those things, and you should show gratitude when they happen, and you should feel excitement. But if you can control it and have that same joy, that same focus, that same happiness now, and just be in the frequency, then you are in complete control and you are able to control your frequency. And that is what it's all about. And that is how you can maintain a positive mindset. Remember, a positive mindset to me is not someone that's just happy-go-lucky all the time, that doesn't just, you know, smile and walk around with a goofy grin. There's somebody that sees the positive in any situation and they're able to uplift others by providing value. They're an asset. They're a happy, positive asset in any situation and they can spread the light. You're almost like an angel. You're just bringing that light and that's what we want to do. Well, thank you so much for listening or watching if you're on the YouTube. I appreciate it. I'm so thankful for everyone that is a part of the Positive Mindset Podcast and the Positive Mindset community. I do want to say I have started the merchandise line. We're starting out with a coffee mug. I can't wait to get mine in so I can show you it in person. Hopefully it is amazing. And thank you. I've had a couple orders go through. So thank you so much for supporting me and what I'm trying to do here. So each time you order something, it does support me. There is a link in the description where you can check that out. There's also my Instagram where you can reach out and say hi. And then of course, there's the Positive Mindset Community Facebook group that you can be a part of. That's a lot of fun. And it's just a great community where people are trying to lift each other up. You know, one of the things I say is that a rising tide lifts all ships. And so as we build our positive mindsets, as we're able to control our frequency, we're going to learn how to give that best version of ourselves away so that way we can uplift others and we can be the change that we truly want to see. There's so much going on in this world. There's so much division, and it's not what we truly want, in my opinion. It's not the world that we want to leave for our kids, that we want to leave for our neighbors, that we want to, you know, have. It's not the impact we want to make. And so this is how I think we can do it, by becoming our best selves that's not reliant on anything other than our own frequency, and then give that away to our friends, our family members, our coworkers, everybody, and then we'll truly make a difference. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to everybody tomorrow.